in Parshas Bahar, in within the snuggled within the parshas of Mechira and so on. So there's the pasuk of the first you have the parshas of the of Shemitah and Yevlis, and then you have the parshas of the Mechira and so on. In the parsha of Mechira and so on, that's where you have Leisayinu Ishas Amisay, that the Isra of Aynoa, the Isra of cheating somebody. It's, I mean, it comes in sort of the Mikra Lamaisa, since Yevil is limits the value of any Sada. So a person sells a Sada, you can't sell it with less than the amount of, you can't sell it for more than it's worth in terms of the years that I'll use it. That's the traditional Mikra, that it's a Mikra that since you have 40 years or whatever it is, that's how much it's worth it. Lechurich, where that, I mean, Karka is not the easiest example for Aino. In Karkos, there is no Aino. I mean, it depends if it's more than a certain share, possibly. But Pashtus, Karka would be the worst example, and it's also the most known example. If you have a piece of Karka that's not worth what you say it is, it looks, you paint it up and it looks better than it is, that's Aino that people might not know. I mean, Yevil is something that's been fursome, and everybody knows there's 40 years left, 30 years left. So of all the places, of all the dugmois where the Torah gave to pick Aino, Yevil shouldn't have been the one to pick. Yevil almost seems to be the least one. Say it's Karka, and say it's something that's known to people, and the chashash that people fall in is not that big. So you need some understanding, why is it that Aino is built on, it's based on the Dina Yevil. In Yevil is where you find the Sheirish of Aino. The Gemara also says, the Gemara in Talmud, when it says that a person is Ezer Derech Yishor Sheyavalei Adam Kol Shetif, so it's the same quote as the Mishnah, Kol Shetiferes Min Adam Kol Shetiferes Min Maaseyu, and the Gemara says in Talmud that Yachzik Bemuni Yaseira, that the person should do extra things in Emunah. The Mepharish over there says Yisav Yitim Le Adam Velo Ya'anoisam, that a person should be Emunah Velo Ya'anoisam, a person should be the Yachzik Be'emunah Yaseira, means that the person should be Noisav and Noisam Be'emunah and not be Ma'anah. L'chura, that's it's Yisav D'Raisa. L'Yisayin is Yisav D'Raisa. It sounds like a Midas Chassidus. Ezer Derech Tiferes Le Min Adam, that people will praise him, that is Machzik Be'emunah Yaseira. The Yisro of Lusayin is Yisro Deraisa, and it's a sniff of Gzela in some cases, and what you have to say that Muni Yaseira? I mean, there are certain Tzirim we'll see soon, but B'chol Oifin, the way it's listed is that Hagah Tiferes Lo Min Adam. People will say nice things about him if he doesn't cheat. I mean, the cheating is also mitzarat, but it has nothing to do with, it's not a midah teiva, a midas chassidus. The Gemara says that chilas dinah shel adam is nasasa v'nasata b'emunah. So, it's a steer to Gemara. Gemara Shabbos says that it's nasasa v'nasata b'emunah. Gemara another place says that it's the Talmud Torah, chilas dinah shel Talmud Torah. We're trying to speak about it. But v'nasasa v'nasata v'nasata b'emunah comes first. Lechura, it should, I mean, besides, good, it's very chomer and it's very choshev and so on, but if anything, it should come, logically, it should come afterwards. The first thing a person does is negeh himself. Before a person can sell something to somebody, he has to grow the wheat. The person has to make a pair of shoes. The person has to get up in the morning. If the Tchilas Dina Shel Adam is talking about his own mitzias, he should start with Emunah. It should start with Chekabol Zomach Shemayim, and Bein Al Mechaver is logically, it's the second step. Once the person has his own Metzias, then we look at it, how was it to get somebody else. There's a pasuk in Mishlei, it says, Ish Emunah is Rav Bracha, that if somebody is, the person who is Ish Emunah has a lot of Bracha. And had the Medrash once spoke about a long time ago in Shmois, Darsh is it on Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Ish Emunah, in the way he dealt in Mishkan, and Mela Kadosh Baruch Hu was mashre a lot of bracha to him. The Sfasemis is a mayor, as a aura, that Lechura, the halacha, it says that a bracha is not kshera on a dover that's money v'shachim, something that has that has a clear count and the books are kept carefully. There's no simin bracha. So b'meila, it says that's why a person his chalomenes garanai. There's no more. It's not shayach simin bracha. There's no yirats anymore because there's no ribui that's pierced by chatev. The chura the isha munais is somebody who's very trustworthy, who keeps the chashbainis, who's moided and shaykel and so on. That should be a hefech of bracha. I'm not sure. It's sometimes it's hard to get clear the word aris comes from, or the word rav bracha is, that it says it's many brachas. Balk upon him, his mayor, the kesher b'chlal, that a person who is a isha munah brings a lot of bracha. So it's good. It means nothing disappears. But where's the mocker for halos of bracha? So I want to discuss the inyan of the premise. The word emunah used in Chazal in all these places seems to have two connotations. Sometimes one is emphasized more than the other, and it needs a certain havana which one is where. The word emunah is used in the context of a person being b'teach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and certainly somebody, it the logic of it makes sense that a person who's b'teach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not doesn't worry about his panasa, b'meila is not so nichshal in the yonim of gzeila and gneva. So there's a pashta hetzba that emuna in all these cases, the ishemuna, and there's a pasik ishemuna miyimotze. All of these ishemuna that go on nasasa nasata b'emuna could mean emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki'ilu the person believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's a zon of fairness, and if he's a zon of fairness, then why would I have to steal? And anybody that cuts corners and steals and does things wrong, there's a gilu of a lack of emunah. That's emes, certainly emes in the mitzvahs. The word emunah also means a person that he's trustworthy, and emunah is going back on the person, that he's a person you can be maimed in and so on. And Chazal use it very interchangeably, and even though they're both shul, it doesn't, I'd like to understand the sheirish of both of them. It's you see in Chazal, Lamashal, there's a Gemara in Tainis that says Hamaimin the Chuldabar, and a whole story of Chuldabar. The word emuna applies to a person as well, to a thing as well. And I'd like to understand, and the Mafteh is understanding where emuna applies to a person in what oifen and so on. The Rambam says in Hilchos Deis, he speaks about the specific midas. The Rambam plucks out specific midas that a person is not allowed, he should be especially zoyrin. He speaks about kas, he speaks about shtika. He picks out at random things that he feels are very important. And the Rambam says that a person is not allowed to be manning himself with divrei pitui v'chalokos, with shgarim, and so on. And he should be echad b'peh v'echad b'lev. He should not be echad b'peh v'echad b'lev. Ella masha v'livoy is b'piv. And the Rambam says that, and the same thing, he's not allowed to be goyin if das abrias. The marshal, that if a goy comes and he asks you if it's basa shchuta, and be'etzem for the goy it makes no difference whatsoever, you're not allowed to say it's basa shchuta if it's not. And that's gnevis das. It's very chomer and so on. Let's understand it a second. The Rambam is talking about a case where what I am saying has no real adverse effect on the other person. Same thing with divrei pitui v'chalokos, monefshach. If I convince somebody to buy something that has a din of a mekach tos, I tell the person it's a good table and there's a crack in the middle, so it's gzei l'gneva. That has nothing to do with divrei pitui v'chalokos. There's no problem with that. The problem is not the divrei pitui v'chalokos, the problem is that it's a mekach tos, it's gzei l'of sorts. And same thing with the basa shchuta for akum. I mean, if you tell the akum that this farewells, the akum wants the dafka passes sroel yoshin, and you tell him it's passes sroel yoshin, it's not. So what? There's no element whatsoever of neving zayin. So the avera or the isser or whatever you want to call it is sheker, that a person is not supposed to be a sheker, just like a person can't say he caught a big fish and he didn't. It's one aspect of sheker, which is more of a midah type. The Ben Yonah sort of lists it. It's not clear if that's what goes into Magal Sheker Tirchok. Magal Sheker Tirchok is dafka when you're hurting somebody else with a sheker. But Al Kapanim, it's a midah of emes and sheker. So just like the same way, if you tell somebody that this fish, that you caught a bigger fish than you did, it's basically the same as you tell them that the meat you're selling is supposed to shchuta. It doesn't make any difference to the guy whatsoever. Same thing for him. The Rambam, it's not. The Rambam speaks about specifically a certain midah, which is Dibrei Pitur Chalokos, and there's a special inyan of what the libo should be bepiv, and Gnevas Das goes into it. I have to understand, the Rambam is explaining to us what is, the Rambam is giving us a new type of midah, or new type of inyan, which is not covered, not in Sheker really, and certainly not in Gzeva, in Gdeva and Gzela. And it's Gnevas Das. And the Rambam listed here, not Mechomemka, it's not Meisuri Mechomemka. You're allowed to tell a person all sorts of things. Mitzad Dinah and Noas Mechomemka. I mean, as long as, if you tell them, this table, Betzim has a value, this table has a tremendous value and I'm selling it to you for cheaper. And it's a good price, it's a market price. There's no Einoah on it. Einoah specifically when you're being Meshach, you're mamishing it. So where's the Mokum over here in the Rambam of this din of Gnevas Das? What's the inyan of Gnevas Das? It's a Gemara, but how do you, what's the category of Tzitzis? So in the inyan, we speak about the fact that a person is supposed to emulate a Kadosh Baruch in this world, and the mitzvahs of the mitzvahs and so on is to give the person that a person should have the tzura of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world. That's the inyan of mitzvahs. Of all the inyanim that we have in this world, that is the most intrinsic midah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is emes. This one called Samash Kadosh Baruch Hu emes. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu is emes. The mitzvahs of a Kadosh Baruch Hu as being emes has different manifestations. One of them is that, like the Rambam says, that was were everything else to become batul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzias would not become batul lebitulam. Lo yibatul mitziusa lebitulam. That nothing in the world affects the mitzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's immutable mitzias is part of it, is part of his mitzias of emes. Emunah means the fact that we can rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rely in the entire... Emunah is not limited to the fact that I'm just believe he exists. Emunah means that his mitzias is muchlat in the Briya, and just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzias is muchlat in the Briya, so ke'atel ke'memes, so tevorcha emes v'kayim la'ad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's diburim is also emes v'kayim la'ad. In Nemonis, probably translates better as trust. Trust is in relationship to how much metzias I believe it has. If I'm asked to invest in a business, and I think the business is a flimsy business, comes, it goes, they do have a product, don't have a product, not even dishonest, but I think that the business has no metzias, so I don't put much trust in it. I'm not miming in it. It is there. Yes, they're the business, doing business, but the business itself is nebulous. It's got no mitzias really. Let's say the business is a good business, but the person promises me something, and I think that his words are nebulous. I think his diburim are not really diburim. So that's also, there's no emunah in that, because I think his diburim are... Is the burim are not concrete in yonim. They're not real mitziyasim. They're the burim ba'alma. So emuna is the gauge of how I gauge something's emes. Emes in the sense that the Rambam says, the Rambam on that inyan, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitziyas is different than the world's matzias. That the world's matzias could become but like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not affected. But if it would be possible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's matzias would not be, the world could not be, on that the Rambam says, it says Vashem Elokim Emes. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Emes because of that. Emuna is the corollary to Emes. Emuna is the hargosha of the amitius of the thing. The more emes it is, in the sense that its metzias is a real metzias, that it's a metzias mutzakas, that it's a weighty metzias, and that is how much I depend on. It's nagia to the thing itself. I rely on a Kadosh Baruch Hu because his metzias is muchletas. It's an absolute metzias. I rely on his promise because his words are of the same emes as mitzvusa yisparach, and b'meila. I the same level of munah for Kadosh Baruch Hu's machtiach. We nemonim dorecha, dovecha, mitzvah leshev reikom. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu is a nemon, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the nemon of the bria because he's emes muchlatas in every single aspect of his being. So b'meila, I can be maimon on it, so just like something which is rock solid in every way possible. I can put a building on it, no matter how the building shifts or turns. If it's totally solid, because I know that at any angle and at any pressure, any weight, it'll stand over there. So we have the mid of emes that's magda Kadosh Baruch Hu most essentially, and the mid of emuna, which is mayis yachsus, the things that are emes. Mayis yachsus, the thing that are emes, is emuna. So the first function of a person in the world is to be maimon Kadosh Baruch Hu. That the person treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the emes muchletas of the world, and b'meila, the emuna and b'tochen, all those inyanim stand on that. That is emuna in one sense. And the ish emunim is that he trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second part is, the person klapid the world is also just like a person is the mashpia in the world, a person to the world is, as a Kadosh Baruch Hu is to a person, so a person is to the world. The Bria is Tali an Adam. So b'meila, the midah of an ish ne'eman means that the person's metzias is worthy of relying upon. The person has a metzias that is rock solid, and obviously not in the way a Kadosh Baruch Hu, a person is a bas v'dam, but within the framework of his bechira, the person is absolutely reliable. That's emuna, like Moshe Rabbeinu is called Avdi Ne'eman. The person himself is a Ne'eman. Everything about him is emes, and b'meila is Ne'eman. That's the midah that the Rambam is referring to. That a person has to cultivate himself midas ha'emes, so that the person's metzias can be trusted. We're not talking about a specific... The Rambam is not talking about gzeila, like we said. The Rambam is not talking about saying sheker. Saying sheker, the isra, or the problem, or the midrash of saying shkarim, is a particular isra. Here we're talking about something that is very much in Mehus HaAdam. That a person has to be... his metzias has to be a metzias that you can rely upon. His metzias and his dibur. And b'meila, if his diburim are nebulous, they're not emes. They don't have a metzias to themselves. That's bad. And the same thing, Geneva's das goes that one step further. The person's metzias in the world is such that the world should be able to rely on it. If a person asks him if it's basa shchuta, and he says yes, then he should be a ne'eman. Geneva's das means you create metzias in the world that are not ne'emanim. There's no ne'emanim tverecha. And the test of that is dafka with another person. Sheker is my own particular problem. I have a need to grandize myself. I get up and I say I'm great, I'm this, I'm that, and the other. That's fine. That's mitzad me in the dibur of sheker. But that another person can rely on my dibur, that's called ne'emanus. And b'meila, when the other person is asks me if it's basa shchuta, and I say yes, there should be a reliance on that dibur. That's the midah of being a ne'eman. which is a corollary of emes. It sort of gauges the amount of ne'emanus gauges my emes. If I'm a true partner, so I'll always show up. If I can be relied upon all the time, then I'm a doctor that always heals is an emes doctor. A doctor that sometimes works, sometimes doesn't work, it's lacking in emes. A person who helps sometimes, yes, sometimes not, is lacking. That is the midah that Rambam is referring to. There's a pasuk in Mishlei. It says that Rav Odom Yikori Ish Chesed Ish Chastev Ish Emunim Miyimotzei. And the Rambam and the Goyen says over there that there are a lot of different. Chesed is a broad midah and encompasses a lot of people. A lot of people do chasadim. That is, it's a mahalach that encompasses the good of most people express itself in midas chesed, and a lot of people can do a lot of chasadim. Ish emunim miyimotzei means, it's going back on chesed. A lot of people do chesed, but you almost cannot find someone that you can rely upon. The nature of chesed is, when I'm in the mood for it, I do it, when I'm not in the mood for it, I don't do it. That's the nature of chesed. It's my goodwill, so it depends on my goodwill. When I feel like it, I do it, and not. A person who's isha munim is kemat not benimtza. That the mitzvah of chesed is coupled with the mitzvah of emes, that the person gives no matter what, or he does no matter what, that's something that's kemat not benimtza. Let's go back to the yanim here. The chiyuv of the we said mas noisim noisim be'emuna tchilas dinah shel adam is nasasa v'nasata be'emuna. The two midas of emuna go hand in hand. A person who does not trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person who doesn't have the deher that there is a metzias, an absolute metzias, is not able to carry out the musig of absolute to anything else either. A person imitates metzias from what he perceives. L'mashal, if a person perceives there's an absolute emes, so it's possible for me to have a midah of being absolutely principle. In other words, if it says, if the Torah says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is immutable, and the Torah said, lo signevu, then under no circumstance am I allowed to steal, and it's the idea that there are principles that are inviolable comes from the fact that there's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inviolable, and he gave those principles. The absoluteness, the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes the emes of what he said, and the nemonis, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doesn't move, so to speak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't lose mitzias, his words don't lose their mitzias either. A person who doesn't have that deher, a person who doesn't deher HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a sense of absolute existence, absolute mitzias, so the rules are also not absolute. There's no mitzias of something that's absolute. And b'meila, the person feels no mechuyavis to be absolute. And it's something that takes a while to the hair. If a person, everybody thinks that chesed is a good thing. So somebody who does chesed 65% of the time is 5% better than somebody who does 65% of the time chesed, is 5% better than somebody who does 60% of time chesed. Somebody who does 95% of the time chesed, that's phenomenal. Somebody does 100% of the time chesed, he's 5% better. So the difference between 100% and 95% is the same as the difference between 65 and 60, and less than the difference between 65 and 50. Because chesed is measured in kamos, how much chesed, how many chasadim, how giving. So there's more, there's less, there's better, there's worse. Absolute is not, doesn't exist, there's nothing in the world that's absolute. Emunah means that to turn my mitzias into the same mitzias as a HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzias in the olam of emes, that somebody should be able to rely on me. So the difference between 95% to 100% is two worlds. One of them belongs to the Rav Chassadim. It belongs to the Rav of the world that does a lot of chesed. And the other one is the Ish Emunah Miyimtza. You're talking about two completely separate Metzias. And the Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Emes, emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Emes, the Metzias, that's Miyimtza. And the reason is because anything that comes in degrees, that's Rav Chassadim. Anything that comes in Kamus has a lot of, can contain a lot of people. Everybody does chesed. Some do an awful lot, some do a lot, some do a little bit less, some do somewhat. In that world, there's a makom for everybody. Something that has only one nekuda, and if it fails once, there's a famous mikveh in Mikvaz, a Mishnah Mikvaz, the people, Braisa, it says, Mayonais HaMechazbos. Certain tumors need a mayon to be tablin. Mayonis HaMechazbos, mayonis that sometimes flows, springs that sometimes flow, sometimes don't flow, are not good. Mechazav means deceitful. So the Gemara says that what's a mayon HaMechazav? Even once is Shivim Shana. It makes no difference. If it one time fails to flow, it's a Mayan HaMechazav. Emes doesn't tolerate degrees. Emes is Mukhlatus, and b'meila, the person who is Mukhlat in something, that you can rely on him, reliability means that the person perceives a Metzias of Emes. And that's why the herring, the Metzias of Emes, Nasata b'emuna, is a Munin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a person's Meisim. The question is, was your Metzias a Metzias of Neman? And that's the Sheirish of everything. That's the rock on which you build all other Iyan. If not, then everything was goodwill. It's a whole different world. We'll explain maybe soon what the Pshad is, the Yisera. Where's the marker for Yisera on the Meisa, if there's a lock? The din of Einor that we asked over here, that Lemaisa Einor is something, why is it listed over here with Yovel? It's his own halacha, it shouldn't be part of the, I mean, it only, the mikra happens to come across over here. The din of, the inyan of Yovel is that all land has a Bailim Nitzchi on it. The fact that Kinyanim were given to a person, and a person has them be'etzim, there are things in the world that are forever. And that's the Kinyan of a person, Ste'achuzer. He can sell it for a while, but it doesn't stop being his. It comes from the fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the end, is the Adon Kol Haaretz. And that's the Shemitah to some degree, and you have another degree. We spoke once about the Chilik Mishpita Yevul. But over here, there are things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yerushas Ha'aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world as a Metzias Kayemis. That Klal Yisrael has an Achiza in Eretz Yisrael LeNetzach, and every Shevet, every person has his Chilik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in that Metzias, you can't change that. A person can't be an Eved forever, and a person can't give away his Hakras forever. So this is the one place where you see that even in Yonim of Kinyan and in Yonim of the Mechomemta and more and Masamat and so on, a person still has, there's a Metzias there that is Mukhletis. And Vimela, that's where the Din of Einor comes in, that it's something, there is an Emes that's absolute, even in Masamatan, which is in flux. Now I want to explain this a little bit. The Metzias of Maso Matan is Kipshutai. Maso Matan means give and take. It means that Lechura, nothing in the world has a Metzias Kayemis. It's the movement of things away from their Sheirish to somewhere else. I have this, you have this. I have a pair of shoes that I made, you have a crop that you grew, let's change it. Let's switch it. Let's take money, I'll switch my shoes for money, I'll take the money, switch it to this. Maso Matan is the part of the world it's the dimension of the world in flux. And b'meila, it's the place which is the furthest away from Nemanis. If that's the reason why the biggest Yitzhahara of Nemanis is in Kinyonim, the Masa Matan, the Yitzhahara of Chemda is the Masa Matan, because less people will cheat the saying that this is a good pair of shoes if it has a hole in it, then we'll overprice it, underprice it. Because okay, the person feels the price is negative, so what? You paid a few dollars more, a few dollars less, he agreed to it. Somewhere along the line, in Mekho Memka and Masa Matan, there doesn't seem to be a real emes. What's the absolute emes? And Arab, even in the Torah, there's a plus minus factor of until shishis, which is considered to be a normal flux. So in Mecca Chumemka, everything, all goods in the world are saleable, and that seems to be placed where there's a hafkah from any type of kavua, from any type of permanence. Yevil says that in Karkois and in Adam, there is a permanence. And even if the person can go here, there, wherever, it still it comes back to a certain point, because Seif Kol Seif, everything has its makom. So that's where the Torah gave the Issa Vayinah to tell me that even the place that seems to be most meruchik from Kviyas, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu there is the Metzias Nitzchus. I want to explain the brachas part also, the Isha Munim Rav brachas by Moshe Rabbeinu. It says by the Shem and by Lisha that he gave her instructions, and he told her that she should take a kat shemen, she should take kalim reikim, and she should keep filling up with shemen until the shemen. Until all the kelim are full, and once she has no kelim, there'll be no more shemen. And that's what she did. She borrowed a lot of kelim reikim, she filled it up with oil, and she sold it. One of the instructions there is told her, the hamolei tasi'i. In other words, you pour the oil, and don't put out the cups, and go from cup to cup with the pitcher, but rather, like an assembly line, you keep pouring and put kais after kais under it to catch the oil. And it's a mother. Why? I mean, the having kalim to mekabel. Some have spoken about a lot that without kalim to mekabel, there's no nais, there's no ashpor, and so on. But what's this inyan va'moli tasi? That you should do it not by pouring from cup to cup, but I'd rather keep the spout and so there's a pshis revar on it that. I'll say the word the way it's said, and then I'll explain it. He said, the pitcher became a mocker, and a mocker is kavua. In other words, that the mashpia, in a sense, when you happen to have a little oil in this kli, and happen to have a little oil in that kli, you can pour from here to there and from there to here. Those places in the Bria that are a mucker, l'mashal, like the Mayon has a mucker. The place where the water comes from is called its mucker, its source. To be a real Mayon, like we said, you have to be permanent. The source is something which is a permanent nekuda. If not, it's not a mucker. If this kli sometimes has water and sometimes doesn't have water, it's a makabel. It's not an atzmius of Mayim. It happens to be a makabel. So b'meila, it's always be'etzem adava hamadud. How much oil is in this cup? I have a pitcher of water. How much water is in this cup of water? One cup worth. How much water is in a mucker of a mayan? B'lisayf. Why? Because the mucker is the place where water comes from. It's the metzias of mayim, as much as we perceive. That's the metzias of mayim. So all mekayris and the... I heard someone called two once, Lika Shabbos, L'chuv Neilcha. We have to walk across the Shabbos. We have to go out to greet Shabbos. Kihi Mekar HaBracha. Since Shabbos is a Mekar, we have to shtalzel through to Shabbos and not the other way around. That's why it is to go out and be Mekabel play Shabbos, because Shabbos is a permanent Metzias, and we're shtalzel too. It's the same reason why when you have an Adam Nichbad, an Adam less Nichbad, the less Nichbad goes to the Nichbad. Nichbadus is the Metzias Kavua Yaisa, and this comes to that's the... Isha Munim Rav Brachas means Adirabim. A person who has gvulis on his mitzias. In other words, sometimes yes, sometimes not. Sometimes I'm more generous, sometimes less generous. The midah of chesed is a midah that has gvulis, like we said, rav chesed. And b'meila, it's not given. You can't have an unending source, because bracha is something that is a mitzias b'li gvul, and something that has gvulis can't be. It's not a kli mekibul for brachas. Isha munim is somebody that his mitzias is ne'emonis. That's a nekuda of permanence in his mitzias. It's a nekuda of something which is a davar kavu in his mitzias. That's where shayach that bracha should come from. Bracha is chal from the person who in a certain nekuda is a kavu. He can become a mekara bracha. Something, if you would have to move the pitcher from place to place, it would stop being a mucker and it would be just a kli. That which is permanently fixed in a metzias is can become a mucker for bracha. So isha munim rav bracha means that somebody who has a muna, somebody who has an akuda that's kavua, then it, from him it shayach to have ashpah of bracha. There's a Shultes Rabbi Chai Goyim, who says that it's interesting. He brings together two inyanim. La halacha, we said that if a person in halacha, if a person doesn't make a kinyan, he doesn't have to keep his word. If he gave money, it's a mishapara. If he didn't give money, then there's not even a mishapara. He doesn't have to be omid b'dibura. If the person only thought about something, the Gemara calls it Rav Chista, Rav Safa, the Gemara says, was had the mid of Deva Emes Volvavai. That it was a miser, somebody came to buy something from him, he couldn't sell it to him, the person upped the price, and then when Rav Safa got back to him, he sold it for the original price, because he said, I was Gema Balibi in to sell it at a smaller price, at a lower price, and at that it was called Deva Emes Volvavai. That's what it was called. Rav Chai Goyen brings it Lahalacha. It's very modern. It's in Parashat Vayechi. It's a shilta, the mechayvin, the Beis Yisrael, the mishka, or the memre ben nusa, that Klai Yisrael is mechuyev to be noisim, noisim ben muna, the iluman, the omale lechavre, mizavnana lach, hay midi. A person who even tells somebody else, just be dibo, leiboyle le mehede ben. The afa gav diboyle mehede, motzi hode dibur ba omahu, the omale, so and he brings down the whole ma'aseh of Safra, but he brings it all halacha over here, that if somebody is mechuyev to keep his word, and the Chai Goyen is toiled in the union of Leikub em Nusa. That's the so Malahalacha himself says the mitzadine mominis kinyan is chal dafka with a maisa kinyan. Kesef is a mishapara, but Dibur alone has no makam in Hilchos Gzela. But in Mehem Nusa, he says the person should have the mitzvah Nusa, and the chi of mitzad the person is always this. So, Lutzila Lameidim, and let's, I want to clarify one nekuda in the Lamais of it. That's Pashit. No one, we said that something that's not 100% of the time is not the meat of Nemanis. Obviously, nobody is 100% of the time, and nobody's going to have 100% of the time. It's not, I mean, a person who thinks that's going to be the Messias is asking to be Nechshav. Because nobody is 100% of the time, and there's nothing a person can do that he can say is 100% of the time. What we're talking about is the Etzem Midah. In the perspective of Chesed, what counts is how much and how many. When a person works in Inyani Chesed, person says, how much good I'm doing for other people. It's not only a pshat that he doesn't always do Chesed, he could be doing Chesed always also. But it's doing it b'teiras. You know, this is, I'm doing a lot of good things. It's been nidvas ruach, and I'm doing a lot of good things. And that's kaveh the mid of chesed. But it has nothing to do with nemanis. neither Nemonis is the she'ifa to become a metzias kavu of something. If a person dehares himself as emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the ultimate mida is Nemonis. The ultimate mida is that there are things in the metzias that are permanent, and more than the word permanent is right, they're atzmius. Somebody who's be'etzem, somebody who plays that he's allergic to wheat. So if he doesn't know it's wheat, he'll eat it, nothing will happen to him. A person who be'emes is allergic, even if he disguises it, he's not to react to it. A person who's be'emes has any need to be'emes, so it'll always be there because that's be'etzem what the person is. If it's something that the person does because it's a good thing to do, a nice thing to do, whatever it is, he'll do it when he wants to do it. The sheirus of all midas tavis is of all midas of being shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emuna. Emuna comes in two ways. The dehert HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes be'etzem, then he's neman. Then the person is then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a direct result of the fact that his metzias has no shinui. There is no shin in his dibur. There's no shin in what he can do, what he can't do. That's where emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes. A person who's lacking in emuna will never be able to do things that carry in themselves nemonus, emes and nemonus, because there is no such metzias. A person doesn't do things that don't exist. If there is no metzias in the degree of emes and emuna, then there's no reason to expect from a person that a person should bechlal say, I'm being shayef that this midah should be the etzim in me. There is no such thing to breathe. There is no etzim. It's various things move back and forth. The person who has emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's the tiferes lo yisera, that the person himself picks up a midah taiva. There's the tiferes lo mina adam. People learn from other people. The metzias, a person is in this world as a kadosh baruch hu, a person in this world. The tiferes lemina adam that the Mishnah speaks about is a midah where the person is being seen. There is a metzias of kviyas in the world. If you see that by this person midah A or midah B or midah C is kavua and it never moves, so that brings into this world the midah of Nemanis. The Teferis Loi Mina Adam, and I think the Nemanis Yiseiris that the Balaam Farish of this speaks about, is talking about Emuna, even Dei Vemes Mubavit. I think that's what he means by Muni Yiseira. It doesn't mean in the Chiyuvei Oinor, which are the Raisa, but it goes all the way down to even those in Yanim that are in Yanim of Mehemis. And a person has to understand the last nekuda. So a person's she'ifa, besides midas in a particular way, chesed is a good midah, and davening is a good thing, and learning is a good thing, kviyas in learning is not only, kavati itim l'teira, is not a mile only talmud Torah. It's a mile in whole Suras Adam that there's something is a kavua. Being a kavua means because there's a mitzvah, so it's kavua. In bein Adam l'chaveroi, there is a yam of difference between a bal chesed and a ne'mar. And Neman is expressed a lot of midas. It could be Neman as a Sheman if you couldn't. It could be a Neman to keep his word stamped. If I tell you I'm going to do it, I'll take care of it. This small thing, it doesn't have to be momentous. It could be, if I tell you I'll do this, I'll do it. People think of it as falling on the chesed. Somebody asked me to pick up something for him. So if I did it, I did a chesed. I didn't do a chesed. And if I did it 99 out of 100 times, so that a person does it only 99 out of 100 times, that's because the person is limited and people don't have them. But the question is, what's his ashkafa? If a person says, if I did it 99 out of 100 times, then I'm a gevaldik, a good person, I'm a goymo chesed. Yes, I'm a tremendous goymo chesed, but I'm not a neman. A neman is somebody that my mitzvah, if I said I'll do it, then I do it. Because mid of nemanis is mechayim. And in the koyach of hashpah, in the Isha Munim Rav Brocha, is hashpah doesn't come from anything that's temporary like. Somebody who's saying over something that he saw on a sugya is not terribly convincing. When somebody says over a word from somebody else, very rarely does it convince him. Is it convincing? When a person says his havana in the sugya, the more his havana is a permanent havana, the more it's mashpia, it radiates a certain sense of emes. This is my firmest perception of the sugya. When a person says something that is mikredik to him, if a person does a certain mida, but it's not atzmistim, there's a lack of a hashpah. The Mitzvah shows it. Something that is ingrained in a person, that type of mida is a mashpia, because it's not limited. When a person has limited knowledge or limited understanding or limited excellence in mida, so it spends itself out, and that's not mashpia. The brachas and the bria are directly shayach to emuna. And if a person first has that the chiva persons in midas, the ultimate midah is the midah of emuna, which is the lamais of emes, and not only klapa hashbroko but klapa himself. So the person becomes, even if he's not perfect, but he becomes the isha munim. The person's attitude is, if I say, then you can trust me. If I can be relied upon. And the person who becomes a metzias kavua, the person who becomes a shemunim, is zeichet in the mashpia rabra.
What? Yeah. It's Zavka Shadem, yeah. Yeah, it's Emes, right. The Chesed Emes is something that it has its own. It's not just the Mikvah, it's not by normal.